Today, a member of NATO and the European Union took a step nearly unheard of that's throwing out the results of an election. That's what happened in Romania, a country that's been vital to Ukraine's efforts against Russia and also hosts U.S. troops. Romania's constitution annulled the results because of what the sitting government calls a vast influence effort by a foreign actor to boost the candidacy of a candidate dubbed pro-Russian. As Nick Schifrin reports, the effort was largely run on TikTok.
In 2024, when a Romanian strongman wants to prove his manhood, he goes on TikTok. And Calin Georgescu's opponents say if this campaign looks like the Kremlin's playbook, it's because he admires Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Putin is a leader. He loves his country.
Scorns NATO and Ukraine.
Ukraine is an invented state.
And dabbles in conspiracy theories.
Did man reach the moon? I don't think so.
He was also largely unknown, one of 14 candidates running in Romania's presidential election. On November the 5th, Georgescu polled under 1%. 3 weeks later, he won the first round with 23%. Romania's government says that victory was thanks to foreign influence and, for the first time in the country's history, declassified intelligence documents that describe a, quote, campaign to circumvent Romanian law to boost Calin Georgescu's popularity. And the government says that campaign relied heavily on a well-coordinated, popularity-boosting campaign on TikTok. Romanian intelligence says tens of thousands of TikTok accounts suddenly activated right before the election, some after laying dormant for 8 years. And, quote, the activity of the accounts would have been coordinated by a state actor.
Georgescu was supported by a state that NATO describes as the most significant threat to NATO and to Romania's security, and that state is Russia.
Andrei Muraru is Romania's ambassador to the United States.
Of course, there are many things, that could be shaken if this guy would have become president. A puppet in the Russia's hands, which would be a disaster for our security, for our economy, for our alliances, and for our future.
Romanian intelligence describes a network of TikTok supporters, some paid by a shell company that soon disappeared, all instructed to post unified messages about what they want out of a leader, a family man, who's honest and patriotic. These avoided Georgescu's name, skirting TikTok's own policies against political content. Instead, they relied on hashtags and an army of bots to leave pro-Georgescu comments, playing into TikTok's algorithm and spreading throughout Romania.
At least one TikTok account used by a Romanian citizen to promote candidate Georgescu on social media was financed with over 1 million euro.
Despite Secretary of State Antony Blinken earlier this week.
And now Romanian authorities are uncovering a Russian effort, large in scale and well-funded, to influence the recent presidential election.
Local and U.S. authorities called out pro-Russian actors influencing recent elections in Romania's neighborhoods, Moldova, and using TikTok, last year's parliamentary elections in Bulgaria.
TikTok needs to step up resources to counter information operations.
This week, parliamentarians in Europe challenged TikTok executives.
95 content moderators, 6,000 in Europe. What the hell were they doing during the elections?
Our line of sight goes to our platform, an activity that has taken place on our platform. We do not know what's happening offline.
Today, Georgescu described the decision to annul the first round and delay the second round as a state coup.
Statul de drept este în comă indusă.
The rule of law is in an induced coma, and justice is subordinated to political orders.
Some centrist parties also condemned today's Constitutional Court ruling and argued popular disaffection with the government opened the door to an outsider's campaign.
There was a very real networking process of mobilizing disenfranchised groups across the regions in Romania and across the diaspora.
Clara Volinturu is the director of the German Marshall Fund for the Black Sea region.
grievances from the regions, from rural communities, from categories of the public that don't feel they are taken seriously with regards to the decreased standards of living, with regards to their fears, uncertainties, traditional identities. So there is a lot of fear that the Russian narratives are exploiting.
Today's court decision cannot be appealed.
Fiecare sport pe care l-am practicat.
But it hasn't blocked the appeal of Georgescu TikTok videos that continue to gain views. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.